بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that there are many different ways of doing good deeds, and really nobody should be deprived. There are so many easy ways of doing good deeds. And then the hadith that we read, there were two versions of it, that there are 360 joints in the body, and a person must give sadaqah for every joint. And in connection with that also it was explained how there are different ways of giving sadaqah. It isn't difficult to give the sadaqah for the 360 joints. For example, it is also mentioned in the hadith that two rakats of chash namaz, round about 10, 11 o'clock, is sadaqah for all the 360 joints. So it is so easy to give that 360 sadaqahs also. And a further commentary, that a good word which comes in this hadith, any good word is also sadaqah. This includes the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Any dhikr of Allah, if we read the fourth kalima, there are four words: Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. All these are called good words also. Dua, whatever dua we make for oneself or for others, those are also good words. Greeting people, making salam, that is also a good word. So it's so easy to do or to give the sadaqah for all the 360 joints. A person just makes, read the third kalima 100 times, is already 400 times, because there are four words in the kalima, so it's 400 times a person gave sadaqah already. If a person makes salam, at home we make salam, when we come in the house, leave, we meet our Muslim brothers, we come to the masjid, how much of sadaqah? Much more than 1,000, 2,000, without even realizing it, a person can give sadaqah. And du'as that a person makes for himself, for others, be giving appropriate praise and any beneficial speech that will result in happiness and unity. For example, the best way in these times especially to bring up our children, any good they do, to praise them. And all that will also be counted as sadaqah, as good words. That we praise them just, mashallah, you are so good, you go for your sabaks every day, you go to masjid, etc. Any praises like that. For the wife also, whatever good she does and we praise her, all that will also be counted in sadaqah. In this hadith we are told to be grateful on a daily basis for the health of our joints and bodies. All if a person thinks that Allah Ta'ala made us healthy, our joints are in order, there are so many people who are bedridden, so many people who have got knee problems. They have to sit on the chair even for namaz. They can't make normal namaz of ruku and sajda on the ground, etc. There are so many other people who have got spine problems. So many people. So we should think of all this and we should make shukr to Allah for all these ni'mat. We are enjoying endless ni'mat, but we don't make shukr. And unfortunately, the nature of man, when a ni'mat is taken away, then he appreciates it. Who of us made shukr that we have still got our eyes and we are seeing properly? But may Allah protect us if we have to become just semi-blind. Little bit problem in the eyes, then we make it a very big issue. But that we having eyes and we can see properly, what shukr are we making for that? Our heart is functioning properly. Our brains are functioning properly. There are so many people in a made hospital. So many people who are made at home. And they have problem for themselves, problem for the house people. Allah kept us in order, but what shukr do we make? So we should be making shukr for all this health that Allah has given us. And then in our environment we have got so much of afiyat. Everything is in order. If we just think of Palestine now, where they are being deprived of water, electricity, the bakeries have been bombed, the hospitals have been bombed, everywhere you just see bombing all around you. Yeah, we are living in so much, but two of us are making sugar, that we are living in this comfortable, we have got no worry. There it is, at any moment, my family will be bombed, I will be bombed, anytime, anywhere, any person. Yeah, we don't have any like that fear, but what shukr are we making? In fact, we make na shukri, we commit gunas, we go against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Gratitude may be expressed by engaging in any of the numerous forms of good deeds, and shukr also by engaging in any of these good deeds. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given a very good example, explanation of shukr, that whatever ni'mat a person has, he should realize it's only from Allah, and that I don't deserve it. I don't deserve this ni'mat, it is from Allah alone. And that I must use it in the way that Allah wants me to use it. Allah has given me eyes, I did not make my eyes. Nobody made my eyes besides Allah. Allah gave it to me besides me deserving it. It's not my birthright also that I have to have eyes. If we were born without eyes, if we were born blind, it was nothing, no zulam on us. This is Allah's gift on us. And if you don't get a gift, there is no zulam on you. This is a gift from Allah. And now that we have eyes, how many of us we use it wrongly? Instead of making shukr to Allah, use it to read Quran Sharif, etc. To see the masajid, to see pious people. But we look at all haram all the time. So we so much of ingratitude. Allah gave us our tongues, we talk. And we should use it for making zikr, for tilawat of Quran. But how many of us we use our tongues in our anger to swear people? Backbiting is so common amongst us. We use all these great ni'mats of Allah completely in the wrong way. So there is no shukr that we make. In fact, we are drowned in Allah's ni'mat, and we are drowned in the na-shukri, in the unthankfulness of Allah Ta'ala. It should be remembered that sincerity is a precondition for the acceptance of every good deed. Whatever we do, it must be done with ikhlas. If it is done for show, to show people, if it is done for our own nafs, then it has no value. It must be done for the pleasure of Allah. And for that, it is absolutely essential that a person makes an effort that all the time he thinks about Allah. Then he'll do his actions for Allah's sake. If he doesn't even think of Allah, then how will he do his actions for Allah's sake? So, and how many of us are making in any way any effort that we can have the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala? And we might think that we do have, but just consider now we made 2 rakat of our faras of fajr. How much did we think of Allah? When namaz, we were supposed to be thinking exclusively, only of Allah. We hardly think of Allah Ta'ala. So whereas all the time, out of namaz, namaz is also so that we can bring it in us, the thoughts of Allah, and then out of namaz also, we have the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala all the time. One who arbitrates or reconciles justly between people in order to bring about peace receives the reward of charity. We all have the opportunity in the families, etc. People around us, there are fights, arguments, and we try and make a reconciliation between them. That is also sadaqah. To try and make a reconciliation, which is also sadaqah. And so great it is. In fact, reconciling between disputing groups is such a noble action that speaking a lie becomes permissible for this purpose. At that time, just to make the other party happy, you can even speak a lie in which there is no harm for anyone. But just to make him happy, and you speak a lie and you reconcile. You let the two parties come together again, husband and wife, whoever is fighting. So even a lie is permitted. However, also, it should be noted. Some ulama of the view that speaking a lie in such a situation refers to tawriyah. That is, when the speaker intends something different to what the listener understands. Tawriyah is that you speak the truth, but in such a way it looks like a lie. Like, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going to kill the idols, he said, "I'm sick. I'm not going with the people out of town when they were going for their type, whatever worship they were going to do." So he said, "I'm sick." They took the meaning that he's physically sick. He meant that "I'm spiritually sick. That you people, all this idol worship of yours, it's making me sick." So outwardly it looks like a lie, but it was the truth that he speak. To speak in such a way, that is meant. Or some ulama of the opinion, an actual lie is permitted at the time to bring two fighting parties together again to reconcile between them. And the hadith, along with many others, encourages the performance of salah in congregation in the masjid. This is also a very important aspect. We must not become negligent of it. At home we make our namaz, at the workplace we make namaz, etc. We always should try and make our farz namazes in the masjid. And also, as far as possible, avoid even musallas. They are not masjid. With the sawab is of a masjid. We should try and make our namazes in a masjid. So we shouldn't unnecessarily, if a person is so ill, etc., he can't make it to the masjid, then he can make it at home. But otherwise, we should make all our namazes in the masjid. And for none which are small excuses, and we don't make our namazes in the masjid, we make them in some musalla, etc., that is not the right thing to do. The right thing, all our namazes should be made in the masjid. And this is also so much of reward. Walking to the masjid, there for every step there are so many rewards. For making wudu at home and then coming to masjid, so much sawab in there also. So all the small acts it looks like, but they have got great rewards. So any and every person can easily do a lot of good actions, and easily, they are not difficult to do this good action. So our sadaqah is not difficult. We all can give our sadaqah, and we should be giving it, and we should be conscious of it, conscious of our deen. May Allah give us all.